Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, former U.S. international Marcelo Balboa. You see him on TUDN. We have seen him covering a lot of games here in recent times with Mexico and the U.S. Marcelo, thank you as always for being so grateful for your time coming on always.
Anytime, my friend. You know that. Anytime.
All right. First thing I want to let's have a conversation here, but I love the way you handled the sprinklers coming on. This was this was A plus television.
That was I've gotten a lot of apologies from U.S. soccer for that one. You know what it was? If it would have been pointing in any other direction, I'd have been fine. It was literally 2 feet behind my head and it was coming my way. So you know me better than that. I'm not running anywhere. So I just embraced the water, and you can tell by my voice now that that I got a little sick afterwards because we sat out there for about 30 minutes still doing our other hits. But it was one of those moments you probably will have in your lifetime as a broadcaster.
Good fun. You handled it like a pro. It was awesome. Let's talk about the United States. So what are the biggest issues right now around the team? And I don't even know if they're issues, but areas that might need solutions.
I think you're still looking for a 9. Let's just start up top. You know, Freda played and does a really nice job of finding some spots. He just can't finish. He does a great job defensively. But, you know, in this group, it looks like the 9 is not going to be the guy that's going to be the goal scorer. You know what I mean? It's coming from all around that position. But you still need a 9 that can be dangerous in front of goal. So I think that's an open spot for a lot of players, especially Haji Wright, who's another guy who's going to get an opportunity here. I think you drop into the midfield and you say Tyler Adams, and you say Musa, and is it Weston McKinney now, or is it Aronson? Is it Reyna? That, you know what I mean? There's some questions on that. Watching, even though it was his first game back. So I think there could be a question. The other center back, you look at the center back and you say it's Zimmerman. He's been playing fantastic. And who is it? Long? Is it Richards? So I think there's a few questions. Yesterday, the question was Scally good enough? Did he play well enough to say he solidified on the 26 man roster? I don't think he did. You know, and people were giving him a hard, not him, but they were talking about, oh, you know, all the other players debuted against CONCACAF teams. Well, we don't play CONCACAF teams in the World Cup. You play teams like this. So can he handle that pressure? So I think there's a few questions that are still out there.
So you brought up a couple of good things. Well, first of all, I mean, if you're a player, you want to get the game against Uruguay and not the game against Granada or a CONCACAF team, because you have a better opportunity to show a coach some things. I thought he had a rough game as well. Let me just go to the center back position, you being a center back, and then we'll go back up front. Miles Robinson and Zimmerman looked like the pair that was growing and continuing to be nurtured. Aaron Long had been in there quite some time before getting injured. He had kind of been one of the regular choices. So he's gotten 2 games in a row. Outside of him, do you think Chris Richards can push Long for potentially being a starter?
I think so. I think so. Watching Cameron play back there, I thought he was okay. Aaron Palmer Brown, I thought was okay. So, you know what I mean? I would think right now the front runner would be Long, and Richards would be the 2 guys that are going to fight for that starting spot.
All right, let's go up front. You mentioned Jesus Ferreira, who can come back to the ball, who is a threat behind. But let's be honest, is anybody really going to come out of nowhere at this point? I mean, I think it seems pretty much like it's either going to be Jesus Ferreira or Ricardo Pepi, and then Haji Wright making a push here to try and get some involvement there.
Yeah, you know what? Here's it. I think each one of them have their natural traits that they have. The thing that goes for Jesus right now is he's scoring goals in MLS. His work rate, Glenn, is ridiculous. The way that kid runs and chases back. So Pepe's work rate isn't what he can do. You know what I mean? Plus, he's been in Germany 20, I think I read the other day, 25 games. without a goal. That's and to get a goal scorer back on track. So he's going to have a hell of a preseason. He's going to have to start the season off on fire, I think, for him to get that starting spot. I think you can't take off Peikoff. You can't write him out yet. And I think this kid, Haji, is interesting. You know, there's something about him. So, but then the other rumor is, do you need to play with a nine? Can you play with a way up there and put Reyna and Aronson and Pulisic on the outside? So, I mean, it's a tough decision. I think right now you'll probably start with Ferreira unless Pepe or one of these other strikers shows that they can adapt to Greg's style.
So guys like you and me can come on here and talk about in the now, but as you know, and you've lived the next 4 or 5 months, the run up to the World Cup, all kinds of things happen. People get injured, yep. Form changes. You don't have many more games here as a head coach in Greg Berhalter.
Yeah.
So are we really, you know, are we kind of trying to take the temperature at the moment as opposed to thinking long-term there's lots of things that could happen?
I think there's lots of things that can happen. I think in the second game against Uruguay, I was a little disappointed because I would have loved to have seen a full team go out there. They started, you know, and I see as a coach, you got to sometimes look at it. We look at it as fans and we want to see this. Sometimes as a coach, you got to look at it and say, okay, what other game were you going to test Sean Johnson in to see if he could play at that level? You know what I mean? And I'll be honest, I thought he was a little shaky at first. He grew into the game. His first few passes were a little off. So, listen, I think that you have to play these kids in a big game. And listen, it's not going to be easy picking right now. Supposedly it's 26-man roster. But listen, go back to Hercules Gomez. Hercules took off and went on fire for 4 months. Hercules made the World Cup team. At the last minute, Chris Armas went down. Pablo Mastroianni made the team, and Pablo made a huge impact. So, yeah, there will be an injury, unfortunately, and somebody will make a roster probably because of an injury.
Marcelo Balboa, former U.S. Men's National Team center back, played in World Cups, Colorado Rapids, Major League Soccer, to the NA broadcaster. We see him a lot whenever international games are rolling around and Major League Soccer as well. All right, take you quickly to the right back position. I would think it's Sergiño Dest's, but yes. Then Reggie Cannon, DeAndre Yedlin, who gets the edge there as those two compete potentially to be a backup?
I would say Yedlin. Watching the other day, Reggie Cannon play against Morocco, I'd never felt that the U.S. had an outlet. He never seemed comfortable. He never went tight on a guy. And when they did have cause problems, it was coming down the right-hand side, playing balls across. So I would say Yedlin right now would be ahead of Reggie Cannon.
Brendan Eriksen played in midfield, but he's also played up front in a three, right? Wider.
Yep. Yep.
Obviously, I mean, my personal judgment is I like him as a wide guy in the front three. What about you?
Listen, I liked him against Morocco as that three midfielder role, that 10. But I think yesterday he showed in the second half that when a team like Uruguay drops back, they do a nice job of closing down the block. They never really opened up and get hit on a counterattack. And, you know, World Cup games, they pack, they drop back in, they stay on their half the field. I'd like to see him wide, but I do like the fact that we saw the option that he can play in the middle because now you can slide Reyna in that position too. You can slide Aronson to the outside. So I like the option of being able to play him in both, but I like him wider better.
The muscle of this team, though, is obviously going to come from the likes of Tyler Adams, McKennie, Musa. How important do you think these guys are going to be in a World Cup? Because their energy, their want of taking on the biggest of challenges is something that really stands out to me.
Yeah, I look at that and I say Musa has just been killing it lately. He has been good. He's a guy that's powerful out of the midfield. His passing is good. His accuracy is good. So, you know, Tyler Adams is just simple. We watched him play the last two games on the field, and he just holds in front of that back line, in front of the two center backs. He knocks it. He plays simple. He stays in his spot. So, again, I think how healthy can you get Weston McKennie and how quickly can you get him back in form will decide if Weston McKennie goes in as a starter or you play Aronson in that spot.
And part of that form is going to be with your club teams, right? I mean, Hector Herrera is coming to Major League Soccer from the Mexican national team. You know, and a lot of it, when you listen to him, is being in a great position to get himself prepared for the World Cup for El Tri?
Yeah. Listen, you have to be, you have to be in form. You've got to be fit. You can't go into a World Cup and everybody's going to be playing right to the end. So it's about minutes. Getting as many minutes as you can is going to help you get on that World Cup team. And it's going to help you get on that starting 11, and you've got to be in good form. So
Marcelo, through your lens, is this the most talented U.S. team ever?
I can't answer that. No.
Come on. I had to throw you a zinger somewhere.
You know, I think when you look at individually, I think there's, you know, we had Tab Ramos, they have Christian, you know what I mean? And so I would think this team is technically probably better than the team we had in 94. So yeah, I would think this team individually is probably one of the best we've ever had.
Yeah. And to defend, I mean, honestly, it's such a hypothetical question because everything's relative to the time period. I mean, these guys are now playing on the biggest clubs in Europe. The American player has advanced in a lot of ways, is desired.
Yeah.
You're in and around the international circles a lot. I would expect that you and even me, I get a lot of contacts from people looking for U.S. players.
Yeah. Yep. Now, listen, this is a very talented group. You know what I mean? And individually, look at the teams that they're playing in. Look at where they're being sold to when you talk about Arrington for $30 million to Leeds. So, this is a good group. And there, I mean, there's always a few weak spots, you know what I mean? But overall, I would say this is probably the most talented boss, but also too, the team with the most expectation on it, because they're expecting huge things from this group of players.
But Marcelo, isn't that what we've always wanted in this country? Expectations to rise, healthy pressures to rise for the national team, for MLS teams. This is how you produce better players, right?
Yeah, but I also want to play Uruguay in a 50,000 seat stadium, and I want to see that place packed.
Yeah.
Is that fair enough? So we've always wanted pressure. We've always wanted the media to get on us. And then when the media does get on us, people start whining, right? But this is what we've wanted since 90, since we started. And the guys before that wanted to see it grow. So everybody has done their job in making it grow to this point. So the pressure is good. The stadiums are good. The fans are back in the team. So, man, pressure is what makes you a better player. Pressure is, listen, before when we played, I remember losing to LA Galaxy 7-4. 7-4, Glenn.
Yeah.
We lost. I think we still have the highest scoring game in league. And I walked out of the stadium. Somebody told me, God, you had a great game. I was like,
yeah, great game.
You know, nowadays, if you have social media, we would have been called every freaking name under the earth. You suck, you this, you that. So this is at the point where we're at, but this is a healthy pressure, but it's good.
Yeah, I'm thinking through your lens now because you're now an advanced, solidified broadcaster. You're not in year one, two, or three.
Yeah,
you know you've grown with all this. There's so much you learn as you continue to go on. It never stops. But do you think our media, and I'm not talking about character assassination. I'm tired of that stuff. That's over social media.
Nah.
That's nonsense. I'm talking about the really credible conversation. Do you think we still try to avoid that sometimes as Major League Soccer managers, as Major League Soccer clubs, as U.S. soccer? Are we still a little bit too protective and trying to censor kind of the message always?
There's different types of criticism, right? There's criticism out there that's there to wind people up and get clicks and likes. And there's criticism out there that's legit, that's an honest opinion. It's not jabbing at somebody or trying to take somebody down. It's being serious. So I prefer the guys that aren't writing out there and trying to get more clicks just to wind people up to have a discussion and argument. So, but again, we didn't have to really deal with this, Glenn, you, me, our generation, because there was no Twitter, there was no Instagram.
Oh.
So, but I do like the fact that people are at least talking about soccer. They're talking about their players. They're talking about the American team, the American players, men and women both. And listen, if people want to write, people are going to write to write. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's part of their job. Can they wind somebody up to get more likes and reads? So it is what it is. It's modern era right now.
Some will do it. Some will not do it.
Yeah,
Marcelo Balboa joining us here. All right. Let's quickly flip it here to Mexico. Boy, that was honestly, I thought I was watching MMA or a martial arts exhibition, especially in the second half.
Yeah.
What to me has got to be pretty disturbing for Mexico is that I'm used to Mexico dealing and negating a physical game with their technical game and their ability on the ball and getting it off their feet. That never came against Ecuador. And I almost thought, you know, that they were naive and that they tried to play the physical game.
I feel like the Mexican team has lost a little bit of their bite. I think they've lost a little bit of – they used to scare people. I don't think the Mexican team scares anybody anymore. You go out there, you're a little physical with them. Yesterday was the first time I think I seen them fight back. I've seen this team. Oh, for me, I think a lot of these players are comfortable. I think Tata Martino's let them know that they're going to be on the team. They're a big part of it. And I think they've taken their foot off the gas, making sure that they make the World Cup team. And it's not the same Mexican team that we're used to seeing, that's for sure. And it's an older team. He needs a new generation of players.
He's Marcelo Balboa, former U.S. international. I'm going to go right to Raul Jimenez because I think the front three of Raul Jimenez, Chucky Lozano, Tecatito Corona can be scary and dangerous on its day. But it seems to me that Raul Jimenez has not necessarily bounced back from that really serious, scary head injury.
It's not, you know how it is, Glenn. A goal scorer goes in streaks, and right now it's just not, and he's not hitting form. So he's not getting the service we're used to seeing him get. So, listen, a goal scorer will score goals only by the way the ball's fed into the box or what they create through play. And right now, again, this isn't the same team that we're used to seeing moving the ball quickly, getting crosses in, getting him into the box. So, listen, the good thing is there's still 6 months before the World Cup.
Yeah. Hector Herrera, Hector Moreno, Andreas Guardado, all playing against Ecuador. This is a real grab back to the old guard. I mean, I don't think there's any question Hector Herrera's there. Yeah. These are all incredible players who've had incredible careers and experience. How big of a part do you think they'll play in Qatar?
I think they'll play a huge part. I think that Tata Martino will go with the veteran players, maybe sprinkle in a young kid, but I don't see him veering far from where he's been and what he's been doing over the last 3, 4, 5 months.
Heck of a group for Mexico, Poland, Argentina, Saudi Arabia. How much pressure is Tata Martino on? Because whenever there's a coaching problem or Mexico's not playing well, everybody brings up Miguel Herrera. He seems to be the soup du jour right now. Do you think he's really in trouble? Do you think the Mexican Federation could make a change before Qatar? Or is that nonsense?
It's too late now. I think if they were going to do it, they should have done it. Right now, you've got to go. Listen, they've got 2 games left in Nations League. They'll probably have 2 games in the September window. It's very hard to prepare a team with 3 games. So I don't see that happening. But I think unless Mexico gets to that 5th game, getting out of the group, making it to the next round and losing, I think Tata's done. I think they'll have a new coach after the World Cup.
Marcelo, as always, thank you so much for coming on, and we always appreciate your insight. You're doing this one from the airport in Kansas City. You get 5 stars. And by the way, who'd you pay to turn those sprinklers on?
Oh, yeah, I wish.
I'm just messing with you. That was awesome.
I know, buddy.
I was at home laughing on my couch while I was watching that.
You
handled it perfectly. You handled it with fun and style. It was great.
Yeah, I had some fun with it. It was unexpected. And that's, I got to be honest, we were talking about it. That's the first time. And I've been doing this since we were doing it with HDNet. And I've never been hit by a sprinkler. That was the first time.
Let's hope it's your last time. Marcelo.
Let's hope.
Thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it as always.
Anytime, buddy.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
I can't wait to meet her! Oh my gosh.
Put your hands together for new Dr. Pepper Blackberry and Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar.
There she is! Oh, yeah! It's bold Dr. Pepper!
With sweet blackberry flavor!
Dr. Pepper Blackberry, I'm obsessed with your succulent taste! Please marry me!
No! Marry me! Marry me, or I'm gonna freak out!
Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
It's a pepper thing!